Previously on 253 Matilda.
She's about to hit!
If she ever regains consciousness, there won't be much brain function left.
You have a reputation for unconventional medicine. Can't you think of something?
I'd have to break some antiquated laws. It's a transplant. Pieces of healthy brain to replace badly damaged parts of Larissa's brain.
Where do you get a healthy brain?
That's where the cloning comes in. Let's see if it's ready now. I'd say it looks old enough, wouldn't you?
My God. It looks exactly like Larissa. I wish we didn't have to kill it.
Remember, this is practically an empty husk.
I had a blackout.
During those memory lapses, she becomes so different, so cold, so distant, like I'm looking at a stranger.
I'm not actually Larissa Flint. I'm Larissa's twin sister, her clone. You can call me Eckert. I want Larissa to die. I want Stone to die. I want all of you to die.
What's up? What can I do for you?
I'm not Larissa, you old idiot. I'm Eckert.
But you had no experiences. Your brain tissue should have fully integrated.
Guess you're not quite the genius you think you are.
It was nothing personal. I was trying to save a life.
I'm gonna slice your wrinkled old body from end to end. And we'll see how the great Dr. Stone enjoys a dose of his own medicine.
Stay back! Get away from me!
And now.
Hi, Larissa. Glad you could make it. Have a seat.
What's this about?
Have you heard what happened to Stone?
Everyone's heard. They say it was a gruesome sight.
He wasn't just murdered. He was tortured to death. Flayed open with a surgeon's scalpel.
No more details, please. I can't believe there's anyone among us who would do that. Not even a doomer.
The first outright premeditated murder our world has ever known. I suppose we did well to make it 134 years without one.
So how can I help, Detective?
As far as we've been able to establish, you're the last person to see him alive.
But I haven't even seen him in like a week.
Here's the video from the hydroponics bay camera. See for yourself.
When was this?
Yesterday, about an hour before his body was found. As you can see, you walked into his office. That's where he was found.
It does look like me, but I was home asleep at that time.
Lambert spoke with you when you asked where Stone was. He had no doubt it was you.
What about the camera in Stone's office?
He had that disabled. You realize how this looks.
I'm beginning to. Excuse me, I'm feeling a little...
Dr. Singh! I've got a medical emergency in security section!
QuietPlease.org presents 253 Matilda. After leaving the solar system in the 22nd century, the asteroid 253 Matilda now travels the galaxy at near light speed. For her residents, the journey has been 134 years. For the rest of the galaxy, it's been hundreds of thousands of years. Episode 29. The Battle Within.
Hey, sis. About time you woke up. Dad wants to see you.
Tell him I don't want to see him. Oh, I'm late for work. I better go.
Flint, where were you?
I guess I overslept.
We've got a rupture in number 7's aft hydraulics. Fix it.
Yes, ma'am.
Now.
Yes, ma'am. I don't understand any of this.
Of course you do. Just computate the parabolic infraction, flip the polarity, and reverse the neutron flow with the perambulator.
You're way better at this. You should probably have my job.
Flint, you're fired.
But...
go home.
It's okay. I'll take over for you.
But...
go.
What the...
Better listen to them. All of us returnists are helping them.
What do you want from me?
Your life.
Come on, follow me. I know a place to hide.
But who is that last voice? What did she want?
That's your sister, Edgar. She wants us all dead.
What's this place?
Somewhere Eckert won't find you.
A long forgotten corner of your imagination.
Amadi, where'd you come from?
Another part of your mind.
We're all part of you here.
Mayor Mutombo.
Flint, there are some harsh truths you need to hear.
Such as?
Your mind is a battleground, and you're losing the war.
To Eckert.
So what can I do? How can I fight back?
She has a big advantage over you.
What's that?
To defeat her, you have to live. To defeat you, she's happy to die.
And to fight her, you'll have to expose yourself to her and experience what she wants to make you experience.
How bad can it be?
Bad.
I can handle it. Where do I go?
Just through that door there.
So simple?
Eckert allows the door because she wants you to come through it.
Be careful.
What? But you had no experiences. Your brain tissue should have fully integrated. You're not really gonna... Stay back! Get away from me!
Make it stop!
You should be proud you helped dispose of Stone. He had it coming.
Larissa didn't murder Stone. Eckert did.
Larissa's body performed the act, and Larissa was still the cause of all this.
Eckert was the cause.
Let's get the grill off so we can scan deeper.
This was Larissa's mistake.
Got it.
Her misjudgment.
I wouldn't touch that. Liz!
What's happening?
She accidentally triggered an exhaust valve and it sent her flying.
Eckert was born because of that accident, and died because Dr. Stone and his allies felt her life was worth nothing.
Let's see if it's ready now. I'd say it looks old enough, wouldn't you?
My God, it looks exactly like Larissa. Oh, and the way it's looking at me. Can't you put it to sleep?
Soon enough.
I wish we didn't have to kill it.
You see how Stone murdered Eckert? And Eckert justly returned the same fate to him.
And everyone in this world deserves the same fate, because nobody objected to murdering Eckert.
I did. I objected.
I sentence you both to 100 Yuan.
Yes, the mayor objected.
This is lawlessness, anarchy, an affront to those who created our law.
But he's long gone, dead for 160,000 years now. Everyone else applauded the murder and the miscarriage of justice.
A murder with intention is a totally different thing from a medical procedure to save a life. Eckhart wouldn't be alive if it weren't for Stone anyway.
You think she wants to be alive? But what murder could be more intentional than growing someone for the express purpose of harvesting them for parts?
Enough! We don't need to explain ourselves to her. Sergei, shoot them!
All of them, Shepard?
All of them.
Very well, Shepard.
That could have gone better.
At least it went better than if the weapons fire hadn't been imaginary.
But now we're trapped in this dungeon, I guess.
I still believe Larissa has the strength to get us out of here, and to fight Eckhart. We just need to get her focused. You hear me, sis? You okay?
I feel like the life energy is draining out of me.
Don't give up, Flint. That's an order. And don't go to sleep. You're stronger than that. We need you here.
Renata, you gave your life to save our people. Maybe it's best if I do the same. If I take Eckhart with me so she can't kill anyone else.
Are your motives really selfless? Or do you just want to hide from the guilt you're feeling?
Larissa, you really need to talk to someone.
Haven't I been talking to people?
A specific person.
Who?
You know who. You've been avoiding him. Go to him.
Where am I?
Welcome to the planet Miranda, Larissa.
Hi, Dad. It's been a long time. Why am I here?
So we can talk.
I don't remember us having the kind of relationship where I'd go to you for advice in a crisis.
Some parts of your mind must value my experience and wisdom. Anyway, I can only express what you already know deep down.
Such as?
Eckhart wants to die. And she wants you to die with her. Don't let her win.
But I can't defeat her.
Neither you nor Eckhart can ever defeat the other, because you're parts of the same brain. If she were surgically removed, you'd be reduced to the vegetable you were on that operating table 42 years ago. And if you were surgically removed, she'd be even less than that. The harsh truth is, you'll have to make peace and share your mind with her.
Eckhart is a cold-blooded murderer, not just in this nightmare, but in the real world.
There were reasons for what she did. Remove those reasons, and she might become a better person.
We're not talking about a shoplifter here.
We all have a dark side. Accepting it doesn't mean we have to let it rule us. Don't run away from your problems like I always did.
You never faced anything like this, Dad.
But I did.
Arash.
Remember? My brain was taken over by nanobots that made me hurt my wife and sabotage our defenses so aliens could defeat us.
But they eventually left you alone. You didn't choose to live with them for life.
They stayed in my head for life. Who knows if they really shut down. It's just their circumstances changed, so they no longer needed to do bad things once they'd fulfilled their purpose.
Eckhart's purpose is to see us all dead. How can I let her fulfill that?
Maybe that's not her purpose. Maybe that's just her lashing out because she can't get what she really wants from life.
Which is?
What does anyone want from life that Eckhart never had? To be seen and respected, not written off as a mistake, to be listened to?
To be loved.
Eckhart has no stake in the world. That's why she wants to see it burn. You have to embrace her. Have to willingly absorb her into your identity.
How could I live with her memories and feelings?
My experience being used by the nanobots made me stronger and better.
How?
I learned how easy it is to be led. how people can take reprehensible actions for what seemed like logical reasons at the time. How the big picture isn't always visible. It may be more careful, more empathetic. Try to think of Eckert not as the personification of evil, but as a victim of circumstance who made terrible decisions for understandable reasons.
A lot easier said than done.
Maybe we can help you.
We'll face her together.
You know, I've always got your back.
I'll join you.
But how do we find her?
Just start walking. Your mind will lead you to her when you're ready.
Behind these rocks, take cover.
I assume that must have been Eckert taking a shot at us.
Get me my scope.
Here.
It's the Doomers. They seem to be acting as Eckert's perimeter guard.
We know you're behind those rocks. You can't hide forever.
I count, ten.
Do you see any way we could sneak past them into the castle?
No, even if we had cover, there's a moat with a drawbridge.
Wait, why are we worried about her defense? We want to negotiate, not attack her.
How are we supposed to negotiate if she kills us out there before we see her?
Larissa has a point, actually. They can't actually kill us by shooting us.
But we can end up back in a dungeon, all our progress lost.
That's what happens if we try to fight. But what if we don't
try to fight?
We
have 1 minute to surrender before we come kill you.
Amadi, hand me that shirt from your backpack.
This one?
Yes, the white one. I'll tie it around this stick.
But doesn't that mean Eckert wins the war?
Nobody can win the war, but maybe it will give us a chance to speak with Eckert. We'll leave our weapons on the ground here.
Wise decision. Come on slowly.
Okay, let's go.
Prisoners, Your Majesty.
Thank you, Shepard. Must say I'm disappointed in you lot. I expected better sport. What do you have to say for yourselves?
Eckert, why do you want to destroy our world?
Why shouldn't I? What has it ever given me but suffering?
You haven't felt anything positive in your life. Surely you experienced what Larissa experienced?
I watched Larissa enjoy herself. I saw she was loved and valued. But that was all for her, none for me. I was only ever a mistake that shouldn't exist.
So you decided to turn it around. You decided the world that felt you were a mistake that shouldn't exist is itself a mistake that shouldn't exist.
Exactly.
But what if the world were to accept you?
It can't. The world can't even see me when Larissa is in control.
What if you shared control?
A body can only have one pilot, one course. Saying otherwise is like saying we returnists could have compromised with the mayor to continue the mission and go back to Earth at the same time.
But we actually did that.
Huh?
We continued the mission, circled the galaxy, and sent people back to Earth when we got back around to it.
Playing semantical games like that isn't going to make the impossible possible.
Fundamentally, why is it you can't both control Larissa's body?
Because we have different needs, different goals.
You want to be valued and loved? Larissa wants the same thing.
But...
And what you really need most isn't to be loved and valued by the world, but to be loved and valued by Larissa, because she's the one you have to live with.
She could never give me that.
She's willing to try, willing to make the sacrifice of accepting you as a full part of herself.
I'm sorry for what I've done to you, Eckert. I never knew you were there, never knew I was suppressing you.
Splitting time and control isn't going to work. That'd just mean each of us is suppressed half the time.
That's not what I have in mind. We can't be two minds in one body. What we need to do is become one mind. But not my mind or your mind. We both need to be components of a new mind. The same memories, the same feelings, thoughts that come from both of us.
If we could really become one mind, one personality that both of us contribute to, I suppose that'd be worth living for.
Things will be different.
But how do we do it?
It's your mind. You just have to want it.
The sky is collapsing.
Are you sure this is how it's supposed to happen?
Don't be afraid. We'll all be one again.
But which one?
She's waking up.
Larissa, can you hear me?
It's over. The danger is over.
How do you know that?
I've integrated Eckert. We're one mind now. She won't hurt anyone else.
Let me do a quick scan here.
Do you think there's something physical going on?
Considering we're dealing with physically distinct sections of brain, any heightened mental integration between them could have physical evidence. Let's see. Computer, compare this brain scan with her scan from this morning. Can you detect any evidence of new integration between the original and cloned portions of her brain?
Affirmative. Current scan shows vascular integration has increased by 37%. Electrochemical activity shows improved synchronicity. New synaptic clusters have formed at the interfaces.
But does that necessarily mean Eckert can't return or can't influence her?
That's really something that'll be up to Dr. Peters to determine. All I can say is there's physical evidence that something has just happened which has changed her.
You've been listening to 253 Matilda, Episode 29, The Battle Within. Created, written, produced, and directed by Paul Neerham. Larissa Flint is Lindsay Townsend. Arash Amati was Paul Neerham. Communications Chief Marissa Flint is Virginia Hargrove. Marcus Flint is Glenn Haskell. The Doomer Priest is Kirsten Greenfield. Renata Matumbo was Kathleen Lee. Detective Aranya Sitang is Sova Rain. Jesus Maradona was Matt Ellis. Dr. Singh is Loretta Chang. Sergei Kochergan is Alexander Grace. Chief Tojo is Gwyneth Knight. The ex-mayor is Roger Arnold. The announcer is Aaron Summonsby. Sound effects and music, courtesy freesound.org, asoundeffect.com, freepd.com, and audionautics.com. This program is licensed for free reuse and redistribution. Hear more episodes at quietplease.org/253.